Well, now on Radio National, the works that inspire other creators.
Top shelf. Top shelf.
Scott Lynch is an American fantasy writer. You might know him for his Gentleman Bastard series of novels. He recently published his third epic installment, The Republic of Thieves. So what kind of art inspires and fuels Scott's own imagination? Here he is with his Top Shelf.
I was tremendously influenced at a very young age by Doctor Who. I'm a Doctor Who fan from way back when. I'm a big lover of whimsy and its sense of adventure and its sense of infinite possibilities. When Doctor Who is firing on all cylinders, it's like nothing else, and it's infinitely mutable and infinitely susceptible to reinvention. It's a bit like Star Wars in that you can use it as a vehicle for pastiching anything, for doing an homage to anything. It's just such a flexible lens to look at the whole of human history and culture ad infinitum. I'm a role-playing gamer from way back when, and actually the Final Fantasy game series, which I have certainly not kept up now that they're onto 600 or 700 installments of the damn thing now. But when I was a teenager, the big thing was Final Fantasy II and Final Fantasy III on the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, which dates me back to the 90s when dinosaurs walked the earth. I was 16, and here's this video game that has an opening title sequence that unrolls like a movie and has this incredibly complex, you know, achronological plot. The world ends halfway through the game, and the story continues. It was also my first introduction to Yoshitaka Amano's art and his aesthetic, that blend of science and sorcery that really, really settled into my own work and my own loves. The intersection of technology and magic is a major recurring hell. It's fair enough to say literary fetish of mine, since I keep returning to it again and again and again. The opening few pages of Bleak House, I mean, the whole thing is brilliant, but the sheer level of prose construction, this soup of metaphors that would be absolutely, you know, turgid and undigestible in anybody else's hands, just absolutely sings. It's weird that we think of Dickensian as an adjective, or at least we do in the United States. You know, we have these little holiday decorations called Dickens villages. The word Dickensian has become this watchword for a safe, soft, glowing, nostalgia-drenched vision of the past. And yet Dickens himself was absolutely no stranger to the inequities and the miseries and the profound social injustices of the time in which he lived. You know, he himself, you know, came from the freaking lampblack factory. You know, he was not, you know, born to a status of exaltation and privilege, and was very vicious in his fiction toward many individuals who exploited and belittled and used, their fellow human beings. So it's a weird case in which the commercial meaning of the work has perambulated from what's actually there. The too long didn't read version is Dickens. By all means, read Dickens.
American fantasy writer Scott Lynch with his Top Shelf picks. And that's the program for today. Do go to the website. Great to get your comments on any of our stories.